You know, your presence will work wonders in our midst again. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord in it, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord in it, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 18, verse 46. Let's begin our journey there today. The goal of heaven is the earth. Transmitting what is in heaven and establish it in the earth is the reason for our existence. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. In this passage, you realize that it was personalized. No one can receive anything from God whom he has not seen. Yes. When rain falls, you only get water based on your container. You place no container, you receive no water. Healing is what you have. It's not what you plead for. Healing is what you have. It's part of the redemption blessing which God has graciously given to us. We have healing. We want to see again to let you know that we too, you have healing. Can I hear you that I have healing in Christ Jesus? I'm not the sick looking for healing. I am the healed. I have healing. Looking for whom to give it to. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I want you to be sure of this, what you are saying. Huh? Say it again in Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. I have healing ahead. Looking for whom to deliver it to. Healing is what God has graciously given to you in redemption. You have healing. Say once again in Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing and health. Healing and health, they not dwell in the same body with sickness and disease. You can't have the two. You can't have both. It's either you have healing and health, or you have sickness and disease. But as a child of God, you don't have sickness and disease, but you have healing and health. How many of you believe it? Shout hallelujah. The goal of fellowshipping together, going to meeting, is to know God. Huh? Is to know the God who works miracle. That God works miracle lives in you. The Lord liveth. He reigneth. Liveth me, he reigneth. Huh? He lives in you. It means he reigns in you. The Almighty, the Holy Ghost cannot be reigning in you and sickness and disease will reign there. It's not possible. There are two different persons. He leaves me, he reigns. The Lord liveth. And blessed be my rock. And that rock mentioned there is Christ Jesus. And let the God of my salvation, the God of my healing, be exalted. The God of my healing be exalted. I think the challenges we have today is inability to convert the spiritual experience to physical reality. That's the greatest challenge we have. Christ is our rock. Say, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The God of your salvation cannot be exalted in you, and sickness and disease will be exalted there. It's not possible. Say once again, Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus. I have healing ahead. Because Jesus lives in me, sickness and disease cannot live in me. Because light and darkness cannot stay together. The law liveth. It lives in you. And blessed be my rock. Empowered be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Give us King James Version if you have it. Translation. New King James. This old one. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Give us NLT. Thank you. The Lord lives. Praise to my rock. Praise to my rock because he lives in you. May the God of my salvation be exalted. Where? Within you. Let him be magnified. And he said that statement should be a continual saying. Let the Lord be magnified in you. Let it be magnified in your body. Let as it is magnified in your spirit, man. You will experience him afresh. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord lives. He liveth in you. Not for a day, but forever. Praise to my rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. Say, may the God of my salvation be exalted. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Give us from verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 and 5. 1 Corinthians 10. Glory to God. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. When he said, and blessed be my rock, it means empower, praise be Christ Jesus, who lives in you. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Huh? You are not this, as far as a child of God, you are not the sick. I want you to know that today. Huh? Because the ultimate glory, what we should glorify in is to know whom God is. Where he lives, how he lives, why he lives, where he lives, and what he's doing. Do you understand? The reason why the Bible is written to know what God can do, it is God, he wants you to know what you can do. Whatever God can do here on earth, you can do it. Do you know why? He lives in you. Huh? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. See, and that rock was Christ. When he said, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. He was dealing with something. That same rock, who is Christ, lives in you. The Almighty God is working in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And you know, of course, God has no sickness and disease. So what is working, one of the things he works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure is that you experience his healing and head daily. Say once again, Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. How many of you believe what you are saying? Because you were redeemed, you were bought from sickness and disease into healing and health. You were bought, you were redeemed from sickness and disease into healing and health. You were bought, with the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease into healing and health. You were bought from sickness and disease into healing and health. You were bought from Satan into God. It means Satan has no capacity to control your life. He has no capacity to impose sickness and disease on your body, but you need to know it. That's why we love to give thanks to God always, because he has done it, not that he's going to do it. We are only receiving and knowing what he has done and what he's doing in our life presently. Say once again in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. Say once again in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. In Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. Glory to God. I say glory to God. The word of God is God himself. And I want you to know that what God says is the final. So our ability to translate, to transmit, to convert what God has spoken in his word into physical things that can benefit your life and to benefit others is the reason for your existence here on earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. I'm so excited because I know I have healing and health in Christ Jesus. I'm not dreaming one day that I may be sick. It can't happen. It cannot. Huh? Galatians chapter 3. Say once again, in Christ Jesus, I have healing ahead. I am bought with the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease into healing ahead. From the hands of the devil into the hands of Jesus Christ. For this reason, I can never be sick again in my life. My sick days are over forever. Because of the sacrifice of Jesus for me, my sick days are over forever. In the name of Jesus. Galatians 3 verse 13. Christ, the anointed of God, has bought us from the curse of the law. From the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham be called on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, through conversion. You see the Spirit, you bring it to reality. Now, what is the cause of the law? There are three. But we are dealing with one today. But there are three. Separation from God, sickness and disease, and poverty. There are three causes of the law. But since you have been bought, Christ bought you from it. So if they are naming him in the world, you are not part of them. Those things should not be part of you. Can I hear your loudest in? Deuteronomy 28, spare them out. Give out Deuteronomy 28, verse 27, verse 28, and verse 35. Deuteronomy 28, verse 27, 28, and verse 35. The Lord will smite thee with the bunch of Egypt, and with the emeralds, and with the scarf. And with the inch, we are wrong. Thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 35. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs and a sore butt that cannot be healed from the sole of thy feet unto the top of the head. This is the cause. Give over 15, please. This is what Christ redeemed us from. You are no longer under a curse. Now you are now in the blessing of God. We need to understand this reality very well. But it shall come to pass, he that will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all his commandments, and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these causes, you could see there, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. For glory to God, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law into the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Please don't join people to read Bible devotionally and religiously. The reason that that word is there is to be fulfilled. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why God wrote those, give us those words to be fulfilled in your life, that you are no longer under a curse. We have seen now, one of the curses of the law is what? Sickness and disease. Another one is separation from God. Then, poverty, he said, but Christ came to redeem, to bought you. Redeem me, he purchased you. He buy you with his own blood. And there is no exchange rate for that price. That currency cannot be found anywhere. The blood of Jesus, no country can exchange it. He remained there. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has purchased us from sickness and disease into healing and health. Say, Christ has purchased me with his own precious blood from sickness and disease into healing and health. I have no sickness and disease in my life, but I have the healing and health of Jesus himself. My sick days are over forever because of what Jesus has done for me. I am set free from the curse of the law. Don't forget this. As I say, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes and shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they shall speak with tongues, new tongues. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sea. So the believer is a person that has healing. Whenever you speak or you lay hands on the sea, healing has to be delivered. So you are not the sea, you are the healing. You are the healing. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. And the process of redeeming us, we are explaining again and again, he took what belongs to us, he took who we are, he died with them. So your sickness and disease cannot even be found anywhere. It's in here. Where they originated from. You must learn. Don't be a religious person. So our truth is just the truth I'm telling you. So, sir, let me tell you the truth. My head is as if they are hitting hammer. That is not the truth. The word of God is only the truth. Any other thing is not truth. Huh? Hallelujah. How many of you believe the word of God that you have been redeemed? You have been bought. You are bought from the hands of the taskmaster into the hands of the of him that created you. Psalm 107. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeemed me from the curse of the law. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for purchase me with your precious blood from sickness and disease into healing ahead. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for purchase me with your precious blood from sickness and disease into healing ahead. Psalm 107 verse 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is, oh, give thanks to, unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hands of the enemy, from the hands of the devil, into the hands of the living God. From the hands of the devil, into the hands of the living God. And in the hands of the living God is healing and health. But in the hands of the devil is sickness and disease. And that price that Jesus paid is unrefundable. There is no how he can refund it. So your healing is eternal. It's permanent. Nothing can change it if we believe God. Eh? Hallelujah. Somebody say, sir, they said, I have fibroid. I say, who say? If anybody tell you whether they examine you and they say you have this, that's deformation of character. That person should be thrown into jail for deforming your character. Because when you see a child of God, he's a person that is fearfully and wonderfully made and is marvelous. But the person must know it. Fearfully and wonderfully and marvelous. Is there any fibro there? Why should you accept such reports? Our brother read for us, say, who had believed our report? What is our report? Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, from sickness and disease into healing and health. And unfortunately, some people will just carry that mentality. They started thinking, how big is the cancer? How big is the fibro? They say he has spread everywhere. I wonder where they are getting all this report. Is that God's report? Eh? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever is not of God, eh, that you have accepted right now, I command it to be met away. I'm just telling you the plain truth. Because the first person, let me tell you, knowing God is to know whom you are. Know whom God is know whom you are. Because you were created in the image and the likeness of God. You are the prototype of God. I know this one. But how God said that thing there where he said in Psalm 139, that verse 14, he said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And that my soul knoweth right way. You have to know it. If you don't know that, they deform you. They give you what you are not. They give you a different identity. Do you understand the point? It's just the truth. But anyone can assess it. Anyone can disapprove it. But to me, I'm choosing to accept what God said. Because it's my creator, is my all and all. Whatever I say is the report I believe. I don't know about you, but to me, I believe it. I've been redeemed from the hands of the devil. I've been redeemed from sickness and disease into healing and health. And this is the eternal report. How you were made, he said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. And that my soul knoweth right well. Not casual well, not casually. I know it very well. Very deeply. That's how to live in the kingdom. Huh? Downloading what is in heaven, implementing it here. Let everybody know that you're a different person. Jesus came, he began to say, he that has seen the Father has seen me, has seen the Father. Say, what do you mean? You are making yourself to be equal with God. But simply saying what you know. Yes. Do you not know that God said, before he made you, say, let us make man in our image. So whenever you look at yourself, you are looking at the prototype of God. That's how to live the kingdom life. So you are bringing the report from heaven and implementing the report here. So people can benefit from it. I say to you from now, your sick days are over forever. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Because of what Jesus has done. Huh? Now the joy of this matter is this. Suppose if Jesus just take away your sickness and disease and left you like that. You can still be sick. But what he does, when he removes sickness and disease, the man that used to be sick of you, he now enter and stay there. He's not the author and the originator of that life. This is the understanding you must know. You must carry. asking what is your genotype, Jesus genotype. What is your blood group, Jesus blood group. But now, we are used to give other and that thing. They say, if I marry, if I born, the children will be sickler. Where do you get all this thing from? Yes. And people begin to carry such mentality and started crying. I reject it for you. It's not, that's not your identity. And the funny thing is, nobody will accept it for you. You have to accept it for yourself. Say, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. You must know it. Don't negotiate with the devil. Devil doesn't need negotiation. Tell him, I don't belong to you. You go away. That's all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Huh? No, we are different kind of things. And our boy was in the moon womb. She went for scanning. You see, the devil is a very crafty man. He said, madam, we don't know the kind of child you are, whether he's a boy or a girl. No sign. You know, obviously, when you hear that. Eh? And I said, sir. I said, yes. He went for the first time, for the second time. I said, that's it. I said, give me some times. I said, Lord, I believe in you. Say yes. Before I utter that word, say, read Psalm 139 verse 13. That's all the matter. And I read it, and I came out to know what. From there, I know. And I told her, this is it. A general is coming. So don't mind all this foolish nonsense, something. For thou hast possessed my innermost being. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. God cover him so that nobody will know. Machine cannot know it. Only God knows. And God said, go and tell her. A boy is coming. And whether she believe or not, see the boy here. Don't have time for all this nonsense. The reason is that this is God's report. This is heaven. Heaven is echoing. It's echoing. This is whom you are. This is what I've deposited in you. Don't let the hell terminate it. Do you understand my point? I'm just telling you the truth. I cover. I'm the one that cover you. So since God cover him, and I know God cover him. Eh? How is God? How did God made you? Eh? Marvelous. You are the prototype of God. Anytime you snap picture, know that it's God that you are seeing. Huh? But it's not this body. It's the mind inside. The mind inside determines what happened to the body. Do you understand my point now? God, the Almighty God, feed your inside. So left for you now to be able to say, this is what is inside of me. Machine may tell you this is your outside. Tell them what is inside must reflect outside. Do you understand my point now? Some years ago, they said, I should go for a test. I said, for what? To know the kind of sickness I have. And I told them, I say, if I have sickness and disease in my body, I won't fast for 21 days without food and survive. I will not. It won't happen. For someone not to eat for 21 days and survive, it means not a sickness. Until today, I'm still here. Eh? Let the heaven report dominate your life. When it dominates your life, you will implement them here. You know, the reason why we are able to implement anything reasonable that better people's life, it is because we listen to the report of head, of the head. The report we should listen to is heavenly report. And the reason why we should listen to heavenly report is so that we can implement the heavenly report here on earth. The reason why we should seek those things that are above is so that we can implement them here. Do you understand my point? The world allows believe that weather brings sickness and disease. Everything, if any news you hear in the world is the news of trouble. But Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, tribulation. But in me, you will have peace. Say, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Who had believed our report? You see what God said? Look at it. Say, these things have I spoken unto thee, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have trouble. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. There is no worldly news that will not create fear in you. The only news that terminates fear of your life is the heavenly news. And that's where you belong. Christ has redeemed us, has bought us with his precious blood from sickness and disease into healing and health, from trouble into peace, from failure into success, from defeat into victory, from lack into abundance. Christ has redeemed us. Say it once again, Christ has redeemed me from sickness and disease. Sickness and disease is a curse of the law. Healing and health is a blessing of God. Christ, the anointed of God, has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He became a curse for us, that we may receive the blessing of Abraham. Abraham lived to 175 years. Eh? If you read the account of his life, you will be happy. When you say you receive, healing and health is one of his blessings. Huh? Genesis 25. The Lord, from verse 1, read it. Blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Good and fine. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. He gave all that he had to Isaac. How many? Abraham gave all that he had to whom? It means God gave all that he has to you. And you know that what God has, he does not have sickness and disease. All that God has, he transferred them to Jesus, and Jesus transferred them to us. All that God has was transferred to Jesus. In redemption, Jesus transferred them all to us. Healing and health is one of the blessings of God, which he transferred to us. You have healing and health. You have healing and health. You have healing and health in Christ Jesus. How many did he give to Isaac? All. All that he had. All. And in the New Testament, Jesus said, all that the Father had are mine. Then the Holy Ghost will show you to them that it belongs to you as well. This is the law. And you know, of course, Jesus never had sickness and disease. He never had deformity. He wasn't deformed. His hand never grow old. So you see clearly. You will see clearly. Please. This is what we are dealing with. He lives in you. He lives there. giving lives always to your mortal body. For your soul must know right where. Your soul must know it right where. Your soul must know it right where. How many did he give to him?
Four.
What do you have in Christ Jesus? Healing is one of the blessings of redemption. So you have it. So any day you look at yourself or something, just say, this is, say no. I don't have it. This is what I have. It's a plain truth. Some people will tell you, say, don't deceive yourself. Don't die this, no. Jesus never killed people. It can't be in you and you die in sickness. No, it's not possible. But when they have no ability to convert what is spirit to the physical, they will scare you. They will do what? John chapter 3, verse 35. The Father loved the Son and had given all things into his hand. How many things? How many things? Are you the Son of God? Or you are the servant of God? How many things did he place in your hands? All things that he has. Did he have sickness and disease? What did he have? And he said he gave it to you. It means you have healing and health. Let your heart be conscious of this thing every day. How many, please? You may say, but he talked about Jesus. Good and fine. Let's go to 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Is that in your Bible? Oh my God, you are not with me. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because the world knew him not. Sickness and disease know him not, so he won't know you too. He will say Jesus is called the Son of God. What did he call you now? Okay, Jesus is called the Son of God, and you receive Jesus into your life. Who are you now? Simple truth now. You know, some of you, because of religion, you are afraid of saying, I am the Son of God. Say it again that in Christ Jesus, I am the Son of God. But what did he call you? Behold, look and see what manner of love the Father has poured upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. What are you going to be called? Adewale? No. The Son. And he said the Father loved the Son and has given all things into his hand. It means all things of God in your hands. Depending on what you do, use with it, whatever you do with what God gave you is what matters. Many have the fullness of God's deposit within them, but because they don't know how to use it, they remain foolish. That will not be your portion. All that God has, he gave you in Christ Jesus. And healing ahead is one of the blessings of redemption. Am I communicating? How many of you are following the scripture? What did he call you? Can you be born in order in Christ Jesus? I am the Son of God. He bestowed love upon you. He never bestowed sickness and disease upon you. I don't know where we see all this. Instead of us to sit down and sit down until the world becomes flesh in us so that we can shout hallelujah everywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus lives. Yes, I love that. But don't let it be a song alone. Let it become manifestation. That's what I'm saying. You pray for some people, they go back and they are touching that place. Whether the thing is still there. You are an unbelieving believer. Yes. Some will tell you different, but the word of God works. The word of God is God's life and God's spirit.
You know, it's just written. Say, what is written? Can this thing be?
No. Convert it. Think of it. Read the word of God, study the word of God, speak the word of God, think the word of God, drink the word of God. Everything is just ask the word of God. But because of the knowledge we acquire from the world, you see, the moment you just see one small thing swell up like this, this is his name. And this is what it's going to cost. But my Bible told me, see, Christ has bought me from sickness. It doesn't matter whether he's a boy, or it doesn't matter whether he's a this or that. Whose report will you believe? The report of who you believe determines what happened to your body. But I encourage you to believe the report of God. 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 This is your heritage. Huh? How many things did God give to you? All things that he had. For the betterment of your life and the benefit of the people around you. You were here to be a blessing to people, not to be a liability. But today head there, tomorrow head back head. Is a liability kind of life? That will not be your portion anymore. Knowing and understanding God is the ultimate and goal of our glory. When we glorify whom God is, we know whom God is. They say, yes, this is it. Do you understand the point? Christ Jesus has bought us with his precious blood. And the price he bought us with is unrefundable. Satan cannot refund it. So that is why what Jesus escaped you from have no capacity to come to your life anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And one of the curse of the law is sickness and disease. Both curable and incurable, sickness and disease. You are out of them all. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Huh? Somebody buy your answers. What will you tell him? Thank you. And he said, this answer that I gave you is the answer that can never, the battery will never go down. Even if it further, it won't break. You will use it till you, what kind of, he said, the healing he gave you and the health he gave you forever. Not for one day. That's why we keep giving thanks to him. Let the redeemer of the Lord say, so whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy into the hands of the living God. We read in John chapter 10, verse 27 to 30, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they shall never perish. And I give them unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone take them out of my hands. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all. Neither shall anyone take them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Before we were in the hands of the devil. And one of the best gifts that Satan has is sickness and disease. But now, we were brought from his hand into the hands of the living God. And one of the best gifts again that Jesus that God has is healing and health. This is the key to this matter. He said nobody will take you out of his hand. It means no sickness and disease will reach there. You know, sickness take people away untimely. Some die at 20, die at 30, die at, just like that. But he said no one, no one. If he say no one, it means no one. Say it again, no one will take me out of Jesus' hand. Because my Father is greater than all. And my Father that is greater than all lives in me. He lives in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how to live by faith. You are converting what God said spiritually into what? Physical. Benefiting your life and benefiting others. So when tomorrow somebody comes to you, explain to him and lay hand and send him away. Hallelujah. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hands of the enemy. He redeemed us from the hands of Satan and brought us into the hands of the master of all things. Isaiah 51 verse 11, the redeemed. I love that. Oh my God. He become our salvation, he become our redeemer, he become our rock. Hi! Glory to God. Say glory to God. Satan will tell you, say no, but tell him, I will not believe your report anymore. Satan, your era is finished over my life. Therefore, the Redeemer of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Sickness and disease is sorrow and mourning. He said, it shall flee away. What God declared that shall flee away will not remain in you. This is the key to this matter. Say it again, I'm the redeemer of the Lord. I am redeemed from sickness and disease into healing and health. In me is Christ Jesus. Jeremiah 31 verse 11. Glory to God. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hands of him that was stronger than he. Can you see now? After they were redeemed, you were bought, you were taken from the hands of the devil into the hands of the living God. And he said, in the hands of the devil, somebody will take you away, which is the Almighty God. But in the hands of God, nobody can take you away. Kai, let me hear your hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the hands of the devil, because God is greater and mightier than the devil, he took us away from himself. But in the hands of God, nobody can take you away from his hand. That is the key. Say once again, I am the redeemer of the Lord. I am the redeemed. I am redeemed with the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease into healing and health. I am redeemed with the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease into healing and health. I am redeemed with the blood of Jesus from sickness and disease into healing and health. The days of sickness and disease are over forever. Over my life. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because I am in Christ Jesus, I have the benefit of redemption. Healing and health is one of the benefits of redemption. In Christ Jesus, I live. I live in Christ Jesus. I move in Christ Jesus. I have my being in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, no sickness and disease. In Christ Jesus, there is healing ahead. I live in healing ahead. I move in healing ahead. And I have my being in healing and health. Stand fast. You have to stand. In the liberty, in the freedom, wherewith Christ has made me free. And be not entangled yourself again into the yoke of bondage. I will say this thing finally. Your living way is no longer in God's hand. It's in your hands. Your living long, your living way, your living in head is no longer in God's hand, but it's in your hands. You make a decision, you determine. Huh? I know I will not die untimely. I know it. Because I say with long life, it will satisfy me. And shield me is salvation. So that is showing you the salvation. Healing ahead is one of what? It's included in the salvation of God.